It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. Rumor has it she is still in an undisclosed location, not necessarily over there, but she may tell us, she may not. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, very well. Thank you. Yes, not in Europe, but one of our subjects is definitely international. So it works perfectly, even though I'm going to focus the subject on France. It is about the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. That was this week on the 25th of November, Monday. I know that people are sometimes tired about all these international days for something and not all of those events attracts the same kind of attention. But I believe that this one did, to some extent, at least in Europe, where there have been reaction and some protest, mainly among women. One interesting example is France. Why? Because some laws are going to be passed in January, eventually, trying to deal with a problem that is very, very often really ignored as not so important, and is, when one looks at the numbers, quite impressive. So there are 5 points that have been mentioned by the United Nations. I'm just going to pick 2 of them, as this is probably something that is going to be surprising for some. Only 52% of women married or in a union freely make their own decisions about sexual relations, contraceptive use, and health care. 1 in 2 women killed worldwide were killed worldwide by their partners or family in 2017, while only 1 out of 20 men were killed under similar circumstances. Then there are also some points about human trafficking. There are also some points about girls that are married before their 18th birthday, which obviously very often goes without consent. And also there is a point about women and girls that have undergone female genital mutilation. So this is something really very acute that has been ignored basically forever. In France, for example, the numbers given are like 130 women killed in 2019 by a partner, a husband, or an ex-partner. So statistically, it basically means that it's 1 every 3 days during 2019. It is absolutely astonishing, as it also seems that many of those women did file complaints, did go to the police station with some legitimate fear, maybe even up to 80% of them, but it led nowhere. And this is exactly where now the France government and President Macron strongly support those new laws. want to find some way to protect and change what's happening against women. So this week, Prime Minister Edouard Philippe promised to, for example, train police officers better in order for them to understand when a situation is really acute and when it's basically not the time to say, or it's a little dispute about people in love, romanticizing something that has nothing romantic at all. He also wants to provide more shelters for women when they need to flee violence. And they want to do something that is also very controversial. They want to take away parental authority for violent partners who have either killed their partner or who have been utterly violent to their partner. This is though a very controversial point. Some people do not agree about taking parental authority away, but it would avoid very weird situations where, for example, a man killed his wife. The grandparents had to take care of the children of that couple. And because, of course, the man has still parental authority, they still have to ask him for permission regarding all decisions that are taken for the children, even though he basically killed the mother, who is also the daughter of those grandparents. So France sees there that there is something really senseless to give the right to someone, to a murderer, to still take care of the children. They want to change that. But again, it is controversial. Another law would be also to allow more money to basically take care of violent partners in creating rehabilitation centers in the old country, in the hope that then the rate of people repeating such an offense would lower. According some doctors, it does work, and they even think, but this is to be taken with a lot of caution, that only 10% would remain violent after having been in those centers. The aim, obviously, is to help them to understand that there are other ways to express frustration, and that violence is no solution. But the question always remains, of course, of knowing if in the heat of the moment it's really possible to have totally control on such actions, and maybe there are also levels in that form of violence, as is obviously not the same for someone who tends to some kind of violence compared to someone who is even able to kill in such circumstances. That is, of course, the medical side of the issue, But I'm quite certain that this is also going to be a point of heavy discussion, considering that those rehabilitation centers would be paid by France, by people in France, and that not everybody is of the opinion that it's possible to always have a cure for everybody. So it's really interesting to see, though, that France is reacting to this problem. They will try to pass these new laws quite fast, in January already. It is, of course, expected to have also some points of discussion. But on the other hand, because we are definitely going through different times where the Me Too movement did change a lot of the thinking in our societies, sometimes with goodwill, sometimes more under pressure, to be completely honest. But either ways, things are definitely different as a few years ago. And while one would have thought that this maybe would not have so much of a chance a few years ago, it is definitely a good possibility right now. And this would only do justice to all the women that have been ignored for so many years in situations that were, from a human point of view, absolutely not acceptable, and definitely not to be put under the romantic side of life.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rastorfer. Over there.
My pleasure.